Good afternoon. My name is Patrick, and this show is called Fasten Your Seatbelts, or as my companions here would say,
Fasten Your Seatbelt!
And that's the sounds of Stray Dog. They have kindly agreed to promote this show, and we are called Fasten Your Seatbelt. On today's show, we're going to feature bands from the 1960s in what is known now in retrospect as the psychedelic era. We also should mention, and will mention frequently through the program today, that coming up is the CKUW fun drive. So that will be part of the show for the next couple of weeks from February 7th, tomorrow, right till the 21st. And there'll be more information about that as on our website, of course, and through the show today and going full speed in that following 2 weeks. So we'll look forward to that and look forward to talking to you about that. But on with the music for today, and we're going to begin with the psychedelic era and begin with a band called the Electric Prunes. Now, they arrived on the scene in 1966, and in fact, most of the bands that you'll hear today are from that era. And they had a hit called I Had Too Much to Dream. The band featured with this song a unique kind of vibrato guitar, and it was, although it was only their one hit, it suggested the path for the future as more bands hopped on this bandwagon and began to experiment and really bring the guitars front and center with some different sounds. So we're going to start with the band, as I say, the Electric Prunes, and we're going to hear their tune, I Had Too Much to Dream.
Last night.
that was the Electric Prunes with their tune, I Had Too Much to Dream, last night. Anyway, a good start to the show today. These are, they were certainly a prominent band in the 60s, as were all of the bands that we're going to play for you today. They all come from that era, and you can, I think, collectively see the impact they've had on music subsequently. The next band is a band called the Standells, and they also had a contribution to make. They were formed in 1962, and so some of this goes back quite a ways. And they became notable on the L.A. club scene, but in 1965, 3 years after their beginnings, they had a song called Dirty Water, which became a great national hit. And so we'll listen to them and see what they had to say in these early years of psychedelic music.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. Oh, it's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river. Down by the banks of the River Charles. Ah, oh, that's what's happening, baby.
That's the sound of the Standells and their song Dirty Water, which and the band released in 1965. So how many years ago was that? That's quite a few. And I guess an anniversary, what are we talking about, 60 years ago? That was their one hit, Dirty Water. Another band that came through that period is a band called The Seeds. And they were formed in 1965 in Los Angeles with a far-out image for the time, at least for the time. They included long, unkempt hair, whoa, and unusual clothes. Their biggest hit, Pushing Too Hard, was denounced as simplistic, but the two-chord structure and tribal drum therapy and thumping really caught on. So let's check out The Seeds and their song, which is called Pushing Too Hard.
Pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard at what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day.
Count Five with their tune Pushing Too Hard. Just want to remind you again that Fun Drive is just around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about what CKUW and perhaps this program mean to you, starting on Friday, February 7th, tomorrow. We're asking you to give what you can to help us do what we do, which is engage the community through radio. So you can go to the Fun Drive, ckuw.ca spot to donate in advance, but we'll tell you more as the week comes upon us. Next week and the following week are the pledge weeks, the fun drive, and so we'll hopefully hear from many of our listeners about that. Anyway, back to the music, and we're going to have another band that's that has had some impact in this time. This is a band called the Count Five. And the Count Five were formed in 1964 and had a huge hit with their song Psychotic Reaction. One critic called the song the all-time slop bucket copy of the English of their English brethren, the Yardbirds. I think that's a compliment. Unfortunately, the Count Five burned brightly and briefly and were done by 1968, and the band broke up. But before that, they had this tune, which was a hit, and we're going to take a listen to it now. So it's called the Count Five, and the song is called Psychotic Reaction.
We'll be right back.
And there you have it. That's the Count Five with their tune, Psychotic Reaction. And you can hear that they actually appear to have one now during that song. Certainly a different kind of sound than what we had heard earlier in the 60s with more folk singers and early Beatles and Rolling Stones. But these other bands that you're hearing today, they're responding and twisting things a little bit with more... psychology or psychic kind of projection. So anyway, that's the Count Five. And next up is another band which sings a song that is familiar to most of you, as many bands have covered this. This is a band called The Leaves. They were formed in 64 and had a hit single with a song called Hey Joe. That song proved to be very popular and was covered by many bands then and much later. And The Leaves disbanded in 1966, but the song endured and was co-opted and performed by many other notable artists, including a band called Love, which I think we'll hear about later in the show, as well as Jimi Hendrix, of course, a famous tune from his catalog. Anyway, we'll listen to The Leaves now, and the tune is again called Hey Joe. So let's listen to it and make your own judgment.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun?
have it. The band's called The Leaves, and the song, perhaps well known to most of you, from other artists who have covered the song, but the song is Hey Joe. Anyway, next band, next up, the Amboy Dukes. The Dukes emerged from Detroit, always a hotbed of rock music, in the late 1960s, and they were led by their soon-to-be legendary guitarist, a guy named Ted Nugent. The band endured for almost 10 years with their only hit song being the one you're going to hear now, called Journey to the Center of the Mind. Their leader and only constant member of the band was the aforementioned Mr. Nugent. He went on to have great success as a solo artist himself. So, but this is where he started, and this is where the psychedelic sounds that were to follow began with bands like the Amboy Dukes. So let's hear what they have to say. They are, this song is called Baby Please Don't Go. We'll be right back.
sheriff is on, baby, please don't go. Listen here, baby.
And there you have it, the Amboy Dukes, Ted Nugent, and the song, Baby Please Don't Go. So our next band is a band called The Naz. They're led by a guy named Todd Rundgren, who emerged from Philadelphia in the 1968 with this song, Open My Eyes, written by Mr. Rundgren. The band dissolved acrimoniously when their leader, the aforementioned Mr. Rundgren, left for a lucrative solo career. So he certainly might be an artist known to you, but he got his start with a band called The Naz. So we're going to listen to them and see what you think of him as a member of the band, and then reflect on what he might be doing today, or what he has been doing over the years as a popular artist. Anyway, this is The Naz with Open My Eyes.
Fire in your
And that was was the Nazz with Open My Eyes. Certainly you can hear the psychedelic sound starting to move into there, distorted guitars, loud guitars, and all part of the 60s as bands looked to their British brethren who had already started that trend with bands like the Rolling Stones and the Dave Clark Five. The American bands certainly were listening and opened things up with their various interpretations of the new music. Anyway, the second half of the show, we're going to hear some more bands. But before we do, just wanted to remind you again that it is this time of year where CKUW's fund drive starts tomorrow, Friday, the February 7th. So your donations make a difference, so please consider pledging for the benefit of the community station here, which operates around the clock every day of the year, bringing you the community-focused radio that you love to listen to, and we appreciate it. So go to the fund drive, ckuw.ca, to donate in advance of the drive next week. Anyway, back to the music, and we're going to go to the a band called The Music Machine. Seems like a good idea, a music machine. Anyway, that band is the band that we're going to listen to now is called The Music Machine, as I said. Their tune is called Talk Talk, and The Music Machine emerged in 1966 with their first and only hit single, Talk Talk. Unfortunately, the band was mismanaged. I think probably a complaint or concern we've heard many times. And their innovative sound was not appreciated, and the band split up in 1969. But in their short-lived time, they made an impact, and so the song that we're going to listen to is called Talk Talk. Here it is.
A complication, and it's an only child. Consider my reputation as something more than what I know. It serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yes. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in hibernation till the talk subsides to gone. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. And how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
And there you have it. That was the Music Machine with Talk Talk. Certainly a one-hit wonder, but certainly a compelling song, and hopefully you enjoyed it. The next band is a band called the Strawberry Alarm Clock. A great band from the psychedelic 60s. A great name, anyway. The psychedelic sounds of the Strawberry Alarm Clock arrived on the scene in 1967 with their song called Incense and Peppermints. And they the song was not an immediate hit, but after 6 months of constant play by radio stations across North America, it caught on with the masses. The band dissolved, later that year, and their lead guitarist, a guy named Ed King, moved over and joined a band, an up-and-coming band called Lynyrd Skynyrd. So Mr. King had a couple of hits, one with the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and then, of course, with the other band that he caught on with, the Lynyrd Skynyrd band. Anyway, we're going to listen to their tune, and this is one called 7 Plus... No, we're not. No, we're going to listen to that one? Are we going to? Yes, we are. No, we aren't. We're going to listen to Incense and Peppermints and see what you think of this tune. It's...
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, bars, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
One side is the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock, a great song from the psychic 60s, anyway. The song Incense and Peppermints. And we'll move on to another band, but they're all, as you can see, starting to... The psychedelic sounds are starting to emerge, and they're getting a little more innovative and stuff as people play with abandon and come up with their own sound. Certainly one of those is our next band called Love, and they had a terrific impact on the scene in the 1960s. They were formed in California in the late 60s, and they were led by a guy named Arthur Lee, and their sound included a mix of, and this is from a critic's writing, garage, folk, rock, psychedelic. And interestingly enough, their critical reputation was very positive, but their public recognition and recognition by the fans and the radio station was more limited. But in retrospect, certainly an important band and an important artist with Mr. Arthur Lee. So let's check out their tune. This is a song called 7 plus 7 and the band Love.
When I was a boy, I thought of 5 times I'd be a man. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can. In my lonely room, I'd sit my mind in an ice cream cone. You can throw me if you want, I was on a phone and I go boop, bim, bim, boop.
The sound of the CKU station, our offices blowing up. That was the sound of Love and their leader, Arthur Lee. Quite the character, and you might want to check out the band a little bit for you, because they have a long time in the spotlight, and certainly a preeminent band that foreshadowed what was going to happen too in the 70s and so on. Anyway, the band Love. Next one, next up, Blues Magoos. They're an American rock group from the Bronx in New York, and they were at the forefront of the psychedelic music trend, which began in the mid-60s, and their song We Ain't Got Nothing Yet was their only, but unfortunately was their only single to reach the Billboard charts. So we'll listen to the Blues Magoos and see what you think.
Always greener on the other side, they say. So don't worry.
the Blues Magoos ain't got nothing yet, but they did have a hit song in the 60s and contributed to the move towards the psychedelic era and the Woodstock and all that happened in the subsequent 10 years. Anyway, another band that you should know about is a band called the Sonics. They are an American band, and it were I should say, an American garage band, and they had quite an impact. They're from Tacoma, Washington. They formed in 1960 and had an aggressive sort of hard edge sound. They're also known as a major influence for later bands like the White Stripes and the Stooges. So, and I may be mistaken, but I think they are still operating, obviously with adjustments to their roster. But I think that they're still active in that corner of the United States. So anyway, we should listen to their tune, and the one we're going to play is a song called Psycho. Yeah, that's what it's called. And let's check it out.
Wow, baby, you're driving me crazy. I said, baby, you're driving me crazy. Oh, where you turned me on, then you shut me down. Oh, well, tell me, baby, am I just your clown?
That's the Sonics with their song Psycho, and sounds like he might be losing a grip on his mental state. But anyway, certainly a band that had an impact and continued to move the music forward. So that was the Sonics, and we're going to listen to another band which had a pretty big impact, a band called the Amboy Dukes. They were led by the legendary guitarist Ted Nugent, and they emerged in the 1960s, late 1960s, 67 to be precise. The song we're going to hear is Baby Please Don't Go. It was an immediate hit, and it was copied by other bands, including the MC5, the Stooges, and eventually the Amboy Dukes. So let's listen to the Dukes with their song, which is Baby, Please Don't Go.
We'll be right back. riches behind. Come with us and find
the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what,
across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
But please realize you'll probably be surprised.
The sound of the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of the Mind. We got time for one more song, and we're going to try and squeeze it in here. And this is a band called The Kingsmen and a song called Louie Louie, which I think most people will have heard of, but maybe not the history. Anyway, The Kingsmen, this was their signature song, and it's kind of timeless, as one critic described it as possessing a lead-foot drum beat, a simple three-note riff, and lyrics stoned and nonsensical. So it's perfect. Anyway, check out The Kingsmen, Louie Louie. Remember that next week is Fun Drive, beginning tomorrow and then continuing over the next couple of weeks. Please support that. And here is a little bit of Louie Louie.